96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. So you want to start a nonprofit. You have an idea about which segment of the community you want to serve, but you have no idea how to go about it. Well, tonight, we have experts that will help guide you through the complicated process of starting a nonprofit organization. Heather Iliff is president and CEO of Maryland Nonprofits, the statewide association of nonprofit organizations. And we'll be joined shortly by Jennifer Jones. She's a financial consultant and chair of the Prince George's County Commission for Women. If you have questions or comments, if you want to learn about what it takes to start a nonprofit, give us a call. Free information, free advice tonight at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Ms. Iliff, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Harold. Pleasure to be here.
Let's talk about some brass tacks stuff first. What is the difference between starting, say, a small business and your own nonprofit? What's the difference between these two?
Well, first of all, a nonprofit is a tax-exempt entity under the IRS Revenue Code, meaning that donations to your organization are not taxed, or a donor would get a tax deduction, and you don't pay income taxes on the work that you're doing as an organization. And for someone who's starting up, the biggest difference to keep in mind is you don't own a nonprofit organization. If you're starting a business, you're the owner, and you get to make the decisions. If you're starting a nonprofit, you are working in the public trust, and a volunteer board of directors makes the decisions for that organization.
So who owns it, if owning is the correct term?
In a sense, owning isn't quite the correct term for a nonprofit organization. A board of directors serves as the stewards of resources that are charitable in nature and tax exempt. And so in a way, the public has an interest in the organization carrying out its charitable purpose.
What do nonprofits do? You talked just a moment ago about serving in the public trust. What is their purpose?
Nonprofit organizations provide educational programs, science and research, arts and culture. Most of us think of nonprofits as organizations that help the poor. You think of a homeless shelter or a soup kitchen, but it's really a much broader array of organizations in the community that you're probably interacting with every day.
And there are a lot of them around. How many are in Maryland?
There are nearly 30,000 nonprofits in Maryland, and 24,000 of those are specifically charitable in nature.
Mm-hmm. The interesting thing is you mentioned about organizations helping the poor, for example, those in need. But not all nonprofits are riding by the seat of their pants. I mean, nonprofit is big business.
That's right. Some nonprofits are very large. In fact, Maryland's largest employer is Johns Hopkins, which is a nonprofit organization. Or if you go downtown to the Inner Harbor in Baltimore, you'll find the National Aquarium and the Children's Museum. You also have in Prince George's County, you have many important organizations there, like Joe's Movement Emporium that provides
Hi, how are you, Jennifer?
Yes, we are joined by Jennifer Jones. Hey, Jennifer.
Hello, how are you?
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Continue.
And many organizations that serve the community in a variety of ways.
We are talking about nonprofits tonight. If you're interested in starting your own from the ground up, we have the experts and we have information for you. So please give us a call. We are answering your questions tonight at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are joined, as I just said, by Jennifer Jones. She is a financial consultant and chair of the Prince George's County Commission for Women. I wanted to talk for a moment, Jennifer, about
the big issue as it relates to nonprofits, money.
Yes.
Because you can't do anything without money. Earlier in my newscast, we spoke about the Walmart Foundation providing $25,000 to $200,000 worth of grants for its state giving campaign. And they're focusing on the same kind of organizations that Ms. Iliff mentioned, for example, organizations that are knee-deep in assisting the community. But the big word is grants and donations. How do you go about getting the money?
Absolutely. And thank you so much for having me
sure.
here to Ms. Isla. Thank you. The big thing, Harold, is a Jenniferism that I call your nonprofit business is a business. And too many nonprofits approach giving focused on who they want to serve and not understanding that you need to have a multifaceted strategic plan for fundraising. Number one, funders give to who they know. And so you've got to be in the community, establishing relationships with those established nonprofits, as well as collaborating with other smaller nonprofits, because at the end of the day, we fund who is going to make the biggest impact for us. Who's going to meet the need? So if someone comes to me and say, I serve 20 youths, I'm celebrating them, I'm excited about them, I'll give you some in-kind gifts. But when you come to me and say that me and 10 other organizations collectively impact 20,000 youths in a community, now you're giving me a number to sneeze at. And that's where the larger foundations, the larger corporations are going to give. And so what's key is to do the business part of what do you need first? Do you have a budget for what you need? What is the dollar amount that your goal is set for? And by having those kind of practical business basics, then you can frame your messaging. Because whether you're applying for a grant or you're submitting for requests from foundations, even if you're going to have a crowdfunding campaign, right? Everybody says, I'm going to put something up on Indiegogo or GoFundMe. And they wonder why they don't get any money. It's because you don't have a marketing plan, a communications plan, and I'm not talking high sophistication. I'm talking call WHUR and ask, can I get a PSA on? Those are free. Mm-hmm. Call the news media and say, listen, we're hosting an event where we're going to have X number of kids. Get that celebrity donor or that business person to co-sign and bring their networks.
But before we even get into asking for money, we need to get it off the ground. We need the paperwork.
Yes.
We need to figure out who is going to be on our board. Oh, you need a board? All of those things we're going to get into tonight. So give us a call. We're going to go to the phone lines at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Ramon, calling from Alexandria. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, actually, Harold, you're right on point. And that is exactly what I was going to ask. I know you have to fill out articles of incorporation and everything else, and that's fairly standard, although not simple. But the hardest thing is going through the gauntlet of paperwork in order to get your 501c3. How do you get help with that?
This is Heather, and at Maryland Nonprofits, www.marylandnonprofits.org, we have a part of our website that goes through the instructions for how to start a nonprofit and how to file your paperwork. There is an IRS form 1023, and now the IRS has come out with an easier form, the 1023EZ, to get you started as a nonprofit organization.
What is a 501c3?
That means you're recognized under the IRS code as a charitable organization, which is the most attractive tax status you can get, meaning that you don't pay taxes on your income and your donors get a tax deduction for giving funds to your organization.
Is it hard to get?
It used to be hard to get. Now the IRS has made it much easier. You used to have to hire a lawyer, and sometimes it would take 8 months to a year to get through the approval process. With the 1023EZ form, it can take a very short period of time, and you may be able to fill it out yourself. We're quite frankly a little bit concerned about that because of so many of the pitfalls people run into. We're a little worried that organizations that should not actually be charities might be falling under that category, and the IRS is not paying as much attention as they used to, quite frankly.
Pitfalls such as?
Well, we get a lot of calls from people who want to start a nonprofit, and we often start by trying to talk them out of it.
Why is that?
It's much more difficult than they think it's going to be. And they think, oh, you know, Bill Gates has to give away his money. And, you know, people think that once they have a charitable organization, the money will just start flowing in. But it's not only that. Sometimes they're more appropriate as a business or an LLC.
Interesting. Go ahead.
And Harold, if Heather, that was absolutely awesome. When it comes to the nonprofit business itself, there is the need to incorporate a company. So you're an incorporated business entity. And the same way that you are filling out this application, to be an incorporated business, you need to have directors, a minimum of three. And so a lot of people don't realize the business aspect of running a nonprofit. And that's why I also encourage nonprofit or individuals who have passion or some money that they want to contribute to think about alternatives. You can run a donor fund or a fiscally sponsored program where you are under the umbrella of another organization like the Community Foundation of the National Capital Region or like United Charitable out of Northern Virginia, where in those entities you come in with your idea, they walk you through all of the infrastructure that can become a nonprofit, and therefore you're preparing yourself for the work of running that nonprofit business.
Sounds to me like if you want to start a nonprofit, you need a lawyer.
You may, and you may not need to pay a lawyer. The best thing to do is to find...
I can't imagine any lawyer who said they don't want to get paid, but that's another show.
You know, I hate to say you're wrong about that. There are lots of organizations out there like the Pro Bono Resource Center, and lawyers really do love to give their time to charitable organizations, and you should absolutely have a lawyer on your board of directors who can advise you.
And what you really need is to have an organization like Maryland Nonprofits hire qualified consultants like our firm so that we can help you navigate through, because incorporating a business is simple. It's a couple of page documents. You just need to have a registered agent, a board of directors, an address, and go to Baltimore if you're in the state of Maryland. Go to D.C., file your paperwork. You can mail it in or you can take it, pay your money, and you're an incorporated entity. But then you have to get your EIN number, your employment identification number. After you do that, then you've got to establish yourself a bank account. And then to apply, whether you're using the 1023 Easy form or the 1023 full form, to apply for the 501c3 tax exempt designation, you've got to have a lot of details.
I need to stop you there because I have to take a break. And we've got a lot of folks on the phone who are just hungry for information. So I want to let them know, Leroy from Laurel, Kim from D.C., Elton from Woodbridge, Yoshi from Laurel, please stay on the line. You will be able to hear the program, and I promise I will answer your phone call. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of your questions about starting your own nonprofit. Hey, free advice here. Give us a call. We'll be back in just a moment.